This Sunday, for remembrance of the persecuted church, I'd like to speak in our confession of faith of idolatry, which is a continuous problem for man. The Bible is the revealed word of God. That tells us who God is and what he has done and what he's doing. It also tells us who we are. But idolatry is the willful or unintentional embrace of an inadequate view of God. Idols are created and allowed to exist for the purpose of substituting for the true God. We want something that will serve our interests and perform or promote our happiness at a fraction of the cost that the true God would require. We ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? And then we decide he'd do what we like, or he'd do what the world demands. We want to make God manageable. We want to make him useful. Idolatry creeps in when we are the primary focus of our lives. The 19th century political philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who was the inspiration for Hitler, said this: "If there is a God, how can I bear not to be him?" This week on radio, I heard an interview of Muhammad Yamut, who is a Christian pastor in Tyre, a Muslim who has converted to Christianity and has become a pastor. He said this: "In my country, there is a cost to declaring for Christ. When you choose Christ, you lose your family. The church becomes your family. Our worship is all of Christ, who prepares us for persecution and for heaven. The American church makes up a different Jesus, who gives them comfortable lives, not the Jesus who said to expect to pay a cost and to experience the world's hatred. What does the word of God tell us? Jesus said about, what does it say he said about it being his disciple? In Luke 9, he says this: "Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Lord, we pray that you would save us from the sin of idolatry. We pray that we would know you from your inspired word, not as we wish you to be or as the world wishes you to be. Lord, help us to know you from the inspired word of God. We surrender all to you. In your name, amen.